Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Here we go again. Again, here's the part. Dude, I love to watch football. I'm like everybody else. But the made-up stories the stuff that goes on, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Jonas.
Yeah.
It's like I love when they go, certain player goes, certain quarterback says, we're going to make a long run in the play. Oh, my God. You really? Like, you expect to go to the playoffs and make a run and have a chance to win? I mean, is that real? That's a story. The story is, we can't win. Look at this roster. When a guy says that, I'm reading that story.
You know, I'm afraid that the NFL is starting to take the NBA's approach to where they make non-story stories. Somebody likes a post on Instagram. Somebody did this. Somebody threw shade at so-and-so. What did this emoji mean? It was pathetic, man. And what happened this past NBA season, and everybody can talk all they want about LeBron on the West Coast and LeBron this, kiss my ass. The Golden State Warriors are on the West Coast. People were watching their games the year before. What people were tired of.
Fatigue.
Tired of the, in the middle of the season, where's Kevin Durant going? Where's Kyrie going? Already in the NFL this year, before the season's even starting, people are talking about, hey, is Tom Brady done after this year?
Right.
Where's Tom Brady? Man, like, enjoy training camp.
Let's take this all in
and let's just calm down, everybody. Don't turn into the NBA.
And here's the fake story, the latest story right here, where I just scratched my head. Baker Mayfield is saying, here we go with the us against the world, and my goodness gracious, everybody wants us to lose. That's exact opposite.
Yeah, 100%.
They have, first of all, two of the top five selling jerseys in the NFL. Mm. OBJ is number two behind Tom Brady, and number five is Baker Mayfield.
Oh, that was Bernie Kosar.
No.
Oh, okay.
Then you got, go to Vegas. Go pick up the phone and talk to Vegas and see how much money's been laid on the Browns.
Yeah.
Stop with this whole nobody wants to see us to win, see us win. It's exact opposite. There are media people who have lost their minds. The networks have the most you could be on national television is five games per team. They were on four times.
Yeah.
This is a team that before last year had won one game in two seasons. They were on four times on national television. So all the buildup, all the talk, we got it. The roster is very good, Jonas. There's no doubt about it. But there's a rookie head coach. Is it all going to come together? Baker only beat one team over 500 a year ago. Now that everybody has a target, is it the same as when the Browns came to town last year and people didn't know what to expect? So this whole notion that people want them to lose, they haven't won anything for people to want them to lose. Do people want the Warriors to lose? Yes, because they won titles.
Yes.
You can't be – you're hated when you haven't won anything? I don't get it. What have they won?
It's insane. I love – and just a little backstory. So I have a dear friend of mine who is a Cleveland Browns fan. Not from Cleveland. He's actually from Malibu. And he started liking the Browns because they were the worst team on Madden. And so he wanted to play with the worst team. That's how he became a Browns fan. So I've been to Browns bars with him. I have known a bunch of Cleveland Browns fans since then. I do a show with Brady Quinn, a former Cleveland Brown and a Cleveland Brown fan growing up.
What did Brady Quinn have, a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with that team?
Well, yeah, listen, they weren't exactly the most high-functioning organization at that point in time. But the point is, they are starting to become a high-functioning team. And so when I say this, I love what they're doing, and I love Baker Mayfield, but this is the straw man argument. This is what has been termed here in the Fox Sports Radio hallways as the fake argument guy by the great John Ramos, a technical producer here at FSR. Fake argument guy is the guy who like opens up a show or an article or sends a tweet in which he says, I'm seeing a lot of people say this, and let me tell... No, you're not. Nobody said that.
Right.
You made that up in your head so you could have a counter to an invented thought or opinion that you didn't see anywhere else. Baker Mayfield's doing fake argument, guy. Nobody out there wants to see you lose. If anything, people want to rally around the Cleveland Browns and see them do something good. They feel bad for their fans. It's why people were happy when the Red Sox finally won a World Series.
Yes, and the Cubs
when
finally
the Cubs
won.
Finally won a World Series. Nobody is rooting against you. Stop. You're not the heel in professional wrestling. You're the baby face. Just embrace it and quit making stuff up.
Stop saying that people don't want you to win, because it's exact opposite. People are all on board. They looked at this when they got OBJ. I thought it was all over. Why even play the Super Bowl? Right?
Let me tell you something.
Didn't even make the playoffs last year, and they got him going to the Super Bowl.
Rob, less than a year ago, they won a game, and Bud Light fridges automatically opened up around the country. Okay? They were the, God, let's please hope they win. Let's please hope they win. People were standing by wanting free beer out of some, like, hocus-pocus magic trick to where these Bud Light fridges opened up. They're not a disliked team. They're a liked team. People like the brand-new Baker Mayfield approach at quarterback. People like this storyline. They also like Odell Beckham. And to your point, if you were so hated, why the hell do so many people want your jersey?
That doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
And you can't hate a team that hasn't won. I'm sorry. You might be disgusted by their organization and that they're losers, but you're hating them. They haven't lost. They haven't won, whereas the Golden State Warriors, did they not turn into the darlings the first time they won?
Yes.
Into the villain.
Yeah.
Because they kept winning, and people are like, oh, I'm so tired of Steph Curry. Oh, I'm so tired of Klay Thompson. Oh, I'm so tired. They're on television, on national television, every night. Oh, my God. Steph Curry's the greatest shooter. Oh, they're the best backcourt. You know, over and over and over to ad nauseum.
Look, the Red Sox are a very disliked team now because they finally
won, and they won a few times.
And the arrogance has come along with it. The Cubs and a big portion of their fan base are very unlikable because of what happened since they won. You no longer feel bad for them. At least get something done, win a Super Bowl, and then you can have this thought. But to just invent something to get hyped up about, I don't understand.
Do you need that? I don't understand as a player that you have to come up with something to make you feel like you have to play for something. Shouldn't it just be that we have a talented roster? I'm a guy who's overcome all kinds of things. A walk-on at Texas Tech, right? And went on to win the Heisman, went on to be the first overall pick. I mean, give him credit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had an unbelievable ride so far. Okay, the Browns were terrible. They won 7 games last year. And if he were to come out and say, dude, I love this roster. We got a good young team, a first-year coach. This is exciting to be a part of something that I think we could build. I would love that. That's good.
If anything, people felt bad for the Browns. You got to. We talk about, okay, when franchises leave cities or when they depart. Okay, when the Browns left Cleveland, that was an ugly split because
people were hurt there.
They were devastated. That is a legitimate football town. They love the Browns. They were all about the Cleveland Browns. And not only did their team leave, but they went and then won a Super Bowl. So you're
right.
A Browns fan and go, oh my God. Like,
that was our team.
Yeah, you had your heart broken, and 2 weeks later, she's already pregnant. And thinking, what the hell happened here?
What happened?
We just broke up. How this way? This doesn't even add up in my mind.
I could barely get a kiss,
yeah.
And she's pregnant now.
Like, what happened here? I don't understand. And the Browns are looking around, and they're terrible, and they're dysfunctional and all of that stuff, but they finally start to figure it out, and they finally start to become fun, and they finally, you know, hire a general manager who knows what he's doing, and they've got players with personality. They're not a disliked team. You're only disliked after you've done something and accomplished something that somebody else can't do, and the Browns aren't there yet. They're one of those teams like the Lions who you won't find many people say, oh, I hate that team, because they're more harmless than anything else because you've never seen them be good.
Right, the kitty cats. How could you hate the Lions? Your team always has a good chance
of
beating them.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right?
If you're the Bears, if you're the Vikings, if you're the Packers, in essence, you get 3 bye weeks a year with the Lions in
the
division.
Right, and I can see if you hate the Packers because they win a lot, right?
I mean, and you've always been respectful of the Lions and their quarterback. What's the name again? What's the
quarterback? Stat Padford? Yeah, okay. We've already seen that act.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The New York Giants, I don't know if you heard this, but John Mara has a plan. His plan is, despite what you see when it comes to the number six pick, Daniel Jones, our rookie quarterback out of Duke, John Mara wants to see something a little bit different.
I hope Eli has a great year and Daniel never sees the field. I mean, that would be in an ideal world that you'd like to see that. So, but again, it's at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision by the head coach as to when, you know, or if Daniel ends up playing this year.
There's literally zero chance that Daniel Jones doesn't start a game this season for the New York Giants. Zero chance. Zero.
Couldn't disagree with you more.
You think Daniel Jones is going to sit the entire year?
Yeah, I do. I think the Eli thing in New York doesn't make any sense. And so that's why it's hard for people, because Eli's been bad for years. It's not new.
Right.
And Eli, when they wanted to sit Eli, what happened? They fired Jerry Reese, their general manager, and who was the coach? Ben
McAdoo.
McAdoo, yeah. Right? Both of them got whacked. Yeah. They both got whacked, yep. Even though they were trying to make a change,
yep.
And say it was time. Eli will not be removed that way. He'll get the benefit because he won two Super Bowls for the Giants. Not only did he win, two MVPs, beat the Patriots twice, and included the 18-0 Patriots, who were going for a perfect season, right?
Yeah.
He will not be displaced that way. This kid went to the Manning football camp. He's like a part of the Manning family. This is all to massage Eli so that when they do it, he feels good about it. I'm telling you, I do not believe, unless there's some injury or something like that, that they will use whatever. Remember, here's his built-in excuse already. They already had a couple receivers get injured. Mm-hmm. And then Golden Tate is out for four games. Yeah. So, right? Oh, right. Who's he throwing to? You can't blame him. He doesn't have any receivers. I'm telling you what the story will be. I do not believe the Giants are going to do that. They're going to let him go out on his own terms. And it might be after the season, Jonas. Don't get me wrong now. But they're not going to pull him because he should have been pulled already.
Well, I do have good news for you. You're wrong, but you're wrong for multiple reasons.
Okay,
so here are the multiple reasons why you're wrong.
Have you talked to my ex-wife?
Yeah. You mean the one you proposed to on a plane? That one?
I mean, the pilot proposed to her.
Okay.
See, that was probably my mistake.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Sharing,
it was romantic. Hey, come on, you're on a plane.
Sharing is caring, Ron.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the rules.
And then all the women on the plane were like, can I see your ring? You know, and she was going like this, showing her ring around everybody. And then they gave us two bottles of champagne as we walked off the flight.
And then I heard that you got the ring back and pawned it for singles to go to Magic City. Is that true?
I wish I could have gotten it.
Okay. But no, you are.
Because you know how many singles I would have got for that ring?
Yeah.
That was a real deal.
You're wrong for multiple reasons. Okay. The comparison to what happened a couple of years ago with Ben McAdoo and that situation is different. The Giants completely caved under the pressure of the backlash they got. And here's what actually happened in that scenario. Eli Manning was told, all right, you can start the game, but we want to see Geno Smith at halftime. And Eli Manning turned him down and said, well, just sit me the whole game. He could have kept his consecutive start streak.
No, I know that. He had a baby.
And so they got so much heat, and Eli Manning was sobbing and crying at the mic, that the public backlash caused Ben McAdoo and the general manager, who were right, to be fired.
Here's the other thing, Jonas. I just want to squeeze this in. There's no way they made a decision without the owner signing off on it. So the owner came back and did them dirty, because
yes.
There's no way that they replace a two-time winning Super Bowl quarterback without talking to ownership.
So with that being said, do you think that this regime, and without having the power to do so, was allowed to draft a quarterback number six overall if they didn't also have the power to install that quarterback whenever they're ready?
They needed to get a quarterback. I think that they're on that. But I'm telling you, they're not going to dump him. It's the way that it appears is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not that he's not going to be replaced. He's not. I'll bet you right here, 20 wings and a large Diet Coke, that he will not be dumped by Game 7.
Okay.
That's your bet.
All right. 20 large wings, right?
And a Diet Coke.
Okay. subtract the Diet Coke, and I'll take an IPA.
All right, that's all right, fine.
So, okay, and
we'll
but
go, this is you say okay, you say at 100% by game 7.
100% Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback at some point this year for the Giants.
You said game 7.
Okay, but game 7 is my prediction. But okay, you're saying not at all that Daniel Jones is not going to start.
No.
Okay, and if an injury happens, that doesn't count.
An injury is different.
Okay, injury
right,
count.
I'm talking about where they pull him and put in this Daniel Jones.
It's happening, man. Look around. Look around the NFL.
Didn't we hear what the owner
years
said?
Look in recent years. We did. We heard that John Mara said, I hope Eli Manning plays the entire
and
season.
And that kid never sees the field.
Cool. Hope in one hand, take a dump in the other and see which one fills up first. Eli Manning is going to get benched at some point this season. That's a fact. Look around the NFL. We got enough sample size to see this whole let him sit a year behind a veteran quarterback doesn't fly, especially when you got a GM and a head coach who know if they have another 5-win season, they might lose their job. So at least if you're Pat Shurmur, you want to show ownership. Look, I know we were bad again, but did you see how well this young quarterback played the last part of the season? I think we're on to something here, and that's how you keep a job.
I understand.
There's no chance Daniel Jones doesn't get a start this year.
Under normal circumstances, yes, I agree. They will not do Eli like that because of what they got the last time. They're going to let this guy out. This guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I know people don't want to believe it, but he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback because of what I told you. He didn't just win. He wasn't just the quarterback on a great defensive team. He won the MVP in both of those games and threw signature throws to win both of those Super Bowls.
Okay, I want you to repeat after me. Can you repeat this after
yes,
me? All right. Boneless.
Those aren't wings.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Just listen to me. This is important.
All right. You got to have the bones.
Okay. Boneless.
Boneless.
Mango habanero.
Mango gabagabo. Go ahead.
With a side of blue cheese.
With a side of blue cheese.
And an IPA.
And an IPA.
All right. The reason I wanted you to do that is because you're going to be saying that a few months from now after
across
Eli Manning gets benched. Yeah. So at least we got some practice
Rob
in there.
Rob G, so
get
what's
ready
the
for that.
Is it 7 games? Do I win after 7 games?
At any point this season. Rob said at any point this season.
Didn't he
That's
say
right. That is what you bet, Rob.
Yeah, at any point this season. Now, I'm saying week 7. Week 7 because Thursday night.
If it doesn't happen after week 7, you still feel the same way. And the Giants are 4-3.
Yeah, he's getting benched this year. Daniel Jones is going to get a start.
Do you want to do a double or nothing where if it happens in week 7, you own 40 wings and 2 IPAs?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
Why
what are
not?
You talking about?
Yeah, because he knows what happens.
No, because if he double and if it doesn't happen in week 7, do I get my wings?
No, it's just that he got it so right that he gets double the
I ain't
the
doing that.
The
There's no reward for me. What do I get?
Unbelievable. A multimillionaire haggling over wings.
Who?
This is ridiculous.
Chris ain't on today.
Rob Parker.
He is Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
But this story in the NFL is very, very interesting. And, you know, a lot of the brothers, man, they're a little sideways over what's happened.
When you say brothers, what you mean, what do you mean by that?
African-American
like,
people.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, just brothers. Curious. The brothers.
I didn't know what you meant by that.
And, you know, whenever Jay-Z's involved, people are all in. Jay-Z, about the people. Until today.
And now there's some pushback, huh?
There's some pushback because, and here's the thing. Rob G's going to explain what happened, and I'm going to tell you why I think people are within their right to push back on Jay-Z and this new deal with the NFL. Rob G, we got.
Well, that's right. He did have a small media conference with Roger Goodell to discuss the new partnership, and he was basically asked a bunch of different versions of the same question, which was basically, how involved was Colin Kaepernick in any of this agreement? Was he consulted in any way about this partnership? And here's what Jay-Z said. He said, quote, "We forget that Colin's whole thing was to bring attention to social injustice. In that case, this is a success. This is the next phase. There are two parts of protesting. You go outside and you protest, and then the company or the individual says, I hear you, so what do we do next? And for me, it's like action, an actionable item. What are we going to do with it? Everyone heard. We hear what you're saying, and everybody knows I agree with what you're saying in with regards to Colin Kaepernick's message. So what are we going to do? Help millions and millions of people, or we can get stuck on Colin not having a job. And then he was also asked if he had spoke to Colin. He said yes, which was misreported that he had spoke to him about this topic when he clarified later saying that he had spoke to him, but not specifically about this agreement.
Here's the problem, and I hear what he's talking about with action, but now you're going to the same people who did the unthinkable to Colin Kaepernick. That's the problem I have. The same people who blackballed a man from playing football, took away his livelihood because he had the nerve to stand up for something that's right. That's the problem. And it's always like they want to pay you off. Here's the money. Here's the check. Can you quiet down now so we can go ahead and keep doing what we're doing? And I think that's the part that's being lost. You're letting Roger Goodell and the NFL owners off the hook for what they did. If Colin Kaepernick couldn't play, he should have had a chance to go out on the field, fail like everybody else, get caught, and people can do that. That's not what happened here. They did not like the message. They didn't want to upset the apple cart. There have been nothing but great people in this country who have upset the apple cart. When the Brooklyn Dodgers brought in Jackie Robinson, other team owners said, "We won't play the Dodgers. Branch Rickey, screw you. We don't want a black guy in the major leagues." Fans said they wouldn't come. You know what they did? They changed America because Branch Rickey, and I'm not saying it was all about Branch Rickey and being self-righteous and understanding the plight of the black man. Branch Rickey had a team in Brooklyn. He saw all these black people walking around and they weren't going to his game. He said, "How can I get these black people to buy baseball tickets? You know how? I'm going to bring one of the best athletes we've ever seen and he's going to wear my uniform." Muhammad Ali, another guy who stood up for what he believed in. He didn't care about that box. You want the medal? He threw it into the river. Screw it. That's the same man now who was revered and who lit the torch for the Olympics in this country. That's the guy who they vilified, who they hated. And now here we are, getting in bed with the same people who did this to Colin Kaepernick. This is the problem that I have. Just taking people's money isn't always the answer. Sometimes I'd rather have my dignity and not two dimes to rub together rather than take the money from the people who committed ill. What they did was ill. They went against everything that sports is supposed to be about, which is about equal playing field. The strongest survive. The best guy gets the job. That's not what they did here. And you can paint it any way you want, and you can keep on. Even the NFL players took the $90 million check from the NFL. This is what they do. And they do nothing but tell you, "Oh, this is all about football. We're not interested in anything but football." Yet they have breast cancer awareness, right? What does that have to do with football? I want to go to a game. What's all the pink splash? I understand breast cancer awareness, but what does it have to do with football? You know why they do it? They make money off of it. They sell the pink garb. Women buy it. Everybody, that's why, that's okay. They also, this is the same league that went to the state of Arizona when the people of the Commonwealth, Jonas, voted not to have the Martin Luther King holiday. And what did the NFL do? They showed up and they told the people of Arizona who voted for it in this country, if you don't have the Martin Luther King holiday, you'll never get another Super Bowl. Is that football or is that social? It's social when you want it to be social. I'm sorry. I can't get with it. Stop taking the money from the people doing the bad. What they did to Colin Kaepernick is unthinkable. He didn't do anything wrong. You would rather sign a guy who's abused women, beat up kids, whatever, drug users, everything. Those guys get second chances, but a guy who's standing up for the rights of unarmed black men who are being shot and killed all over this country, he's the enemy? Stop it. I'm disappointed in Roc Nation and Jay-Z today to partner with the NFL. I don't care what anybody says.
Why are they obligated to have to side with Colin Kaepernick? Why do they need to take up for his fight? His fight is his fight. They're looking at their own business. Why is it their responsibility? What is he doing wrong because he's putting together a halftime show? What's the problem?
Because he's the same guy who, when Colin was out the league, who refused to perform. But now he's okay with the NFL? Do you remember that? Him and Beyonce both.
Yeah, but I just...
How did it change?
But why is this always going back to Colin Kaepernick? Do you really think that if Colin Kaepernick wanted to play, that a team just wouldn't sign him right now? I don't think Colin Kaepernick wants to play. I think he's done with football. But I think the longer he stays silent and the longer he stays away from the game, the more everybody else speaks for him, and it keeps the narrative going. The idea that anybody out there thinks that the NFL is intentionally signing guys and just saying, screw you, Colin Kaepernick, that doesn't make any sense.
100% I believe he was blackballed. And that's why, and here's the other thing, Jonas, why'd they settle with him? There was a court case that went forward. If there was no merit, they could have thrown the case out. There was a court case that they settled because they didn't want the texts and the emails and all their files to be looked at.
Why did he take the settlement?
Because I guess he figured when talking to his legal people that this is the best way rather than going through the whole trial.
But if you're really adamant about you want your rights fought for and you want to stick up for yourself and you're talking about Jay-Z taking money from the NFL, didn't Colin Kaepernick take money from the NFL in the settlement?
Yeah, because he was put out of a job unfairly. You know what? It happens all the time. You ever hear of unlawful termination? You get paid when they fire you and it's not just. That's what he was entitled to. That he was an NFL quarterback making millions of dollars who was denied a job. He was entitled. That was not welfare. They took away his livelihood for no reason other than him standing up for what he believed in. And that's what this country's all about. It is.
Where
we lost our way.
I find it really hard to believe that guy just couldn't get a job. I think I also think people forget this. So remember when Kaepernick was brought to Seattle? And I remember talking about this on my show and saying, look, Seattle makes a lot of sense to me because it's a similar offense, mobile quarterback. That fit made sense to me if you wanted to go be a backup quarterback. And Kaepernick was brought there. And while he was there having a visit, things were reportedly going well. Right after that, the Seth Wickersham article came out about all the Seahawks not liking Russell Wilson and not getting along with him. And I said at the time, I said, all right, I guarantee you Kaepernick will not be signed by the Seattle Seahawks because they don't want to sign a guy who all the guys in the locker room love right after an article comes out in which they talk about how all the guys in the locker room don't love Russell Wilson. So that was terrible timing and bad timing. But I think that what also needs to be talked about here, I think it's more likely that Colin Kaepernick would love to come back to the NFL, but would love to come back to the NFL on his terms. And his terms haven't been available to where teams aren't willing to pay a guy to be a backup the amount of money that he is asking for in the NFL because of what he paid for before.
I've never seen any offer or anything that he asked for. I mean, that's a talking point, but I've never seen that. I've never seen him say, I got to have X amount of dollars or I won't play. I do believe deep in my heart that the only reason he wasn't allowed to play is because he did something that made the white fan base in the NFL uncomfortable, and they just don't want to deal with it in front. And that's it. This is my escape. I don't want to hear about it. I'm going to cover my eyes. I'm here to watch football. You heard it. And what was the distraction? Oh, they're doing it against the military. It's about the flag. It was never about that.
Yeah, but
but that's the distraction. Let me make it a distraction so that we can get away from what the real story was and what the real thing. He never. It had nothing to do with. And the other thing is, wasn't it a Marine who told him to kneel? That it wouldn't be as disrespectful if he knelt down. That's what he followed.
Okay, but also I think that, and what to your point, when you're talking about people, here's where I think we get lost in all this. Everybody feels strongly about it, but there's not enough people that are willing to, on both sides, look at both sides and be understanding to why you feel that way. And it's like, look, maybe people from a military background who are offended by him sitting down during the anthem, you know, maybe they need to do a little bit better job at looking at why he did it. But I think also the Kaepernick supporters need to do a better job at looking at to why that's offensive to people in the military. Okay, look, we understand that you come from a different background.
You know what's offensive to me?
What's that?
Is to be an unarmed black man and get shot down by the police.
Of course, yeah.
Police are supposed to protect and serve. You can't ask me for my driver's license and shoot me. I will know.
I get
it. We can never stand for that.
I get it. I 100% get it.
I can't.
Yeah,
that's worth fighting for.
Okay, worth fighting for, but at some point.
It's bigger than a football game.
But at some point, we come all the way back around to Jay-Z partners with the NFL, and I'm hearing people throw out stuff like he's a sellout. He's a sellout because he doesn't agree with your approach to how he's going to handle and make things good with the NFL and try and.
Whenever there's money involved, this is going on in our history for a long time. This is what's done all the time. How do we shake it up or stop people from feeling, write them a check? It happens a lot. That's where the term comes out. That's why the term is used, because it has happened in our community.
Yeah.
Go to the loudest black guy in the protest and pay him. Tell him to go home and he's good. And then everybody else, there's no fight anymore. And I'm not saying that's totally where Jay-Z, but that's why people are always leery of it, because it's always, well, how about some action? NFL is the same way they went and fought for the Martin Luther King holiday and made it happen. Help me with that. Why did they do that?
Because they knew that there was...
Because they had a league that was 75%
yes.
black, and it didn't make sense going to some place that wouldn't even recognize Martin Luther King of all people.
Look, I think it's a layered conversation that's got a lot of twists and turns, but I just don't agree with the approach of Jay-Z's a sellout because he partnered with the NFL. I think you're starting to label people as something that I don't think that there's a clear-cut definition as to what's happening. And on top of all that, nobody's heard from Colin Kaepernick. Like, he hasn't spoken at all at any point. It's just all vagueness because it keeps the story going longer.